Voice USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Pour télécharger ces leçons, allez sur le site internet www.lavoixdelamérique.com, cliquez sur Apprenez l'anglais et retrouvez les leçons d'anglais spéciales Sénégal. La tournée en ville de Binta continue. Cette fois-ci, Nando, son neveu, est avec elle à la boulangerie du coin. Écoutons leur conversation. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true or false, à ces deux énoncés. 1. Le boulanger est un professionnel. 2. Binta préfère la gastronomie française. Vous répondrez aux trois questions suivantes. 1. Avec quoi ce boulanger fabrique-t-il le pain? 2. Combien de baguettes Binta veut-elle acheter? 3. Qu'amène la colère selon le boulanger? Vous entendrez des mots relatifs à la boulangerie et aussi comment faire une suggestion en anglais. Écoutons leur conversation.
Auntie, this bakery sells the best French baguette in the city.
That's right, young man. You are at the right place. And I am the right baker. I have a certificate in baking.
Did I hear you correctly? You went to school just to learn how to make bread?
Exactly. Making bread is a science. It's French gastronomy. How many baguettes for you?
I'll take 2 big baguettes.
Auntie, French baguettes can't be big.
Why not? Wait, what do you make these baguettes with? Do you use cassava flour or millet flour?
Neither. French bread is traditionally made with wheat flour.
Ha! I'd rather have 2 big baguettes made of millet flour.
That's fine. If you order them for tomorrow...
That won't do. I want bread for my breakfast.
Why not just use the French bread, Auntie?
I don't want French breakfast. I want local breakfast.
Auntie, that's not possible. They only sell French bread here. Just get that, and I'll make some good millet porridge with sour milk.
Ah!
You are getting angry. Anger brings hunger. What about your order? Do you want the millet bread for tomorrow?
Forget about it. By the way, tell me, did they at least teach you how to make a good porridge at that fancy bread school?
Auntie, calm down. Why don't you at least take the croissant?
All right, I will. I can have a French dessert after my local porridge.
Vous avez entendu Binta, Nando et le boulanger. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Le boulanger est un professionnel. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Binta préfère la gastronomie française. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Avec quoi ce boulanger fabrique-t-il le pain? De la farine de blé. 2. Combien de baguettes Binta veut-elle acheter? 2 baguettes. 3. Qu'amène la colère selon le boulanger? La colère amène la faim. Vous avez entendu les expressions suivantes. Écoutez et répétez.
What about your order?
Why don't you at least take the croissant?
Ces questions avec what et why permettent de faire des suggestions. Répétez ces autres exemples.
What about having porridge?
Why don't you add some sugar in your coffee? Répétez maintenant cette phrase.
I'd rather have 2 big baguettes.
L'expression I'd rather a permis d'exprimer la préférence ou le choix. Répétez ces autres exemples.
I'd rather go back to Bantuka.
I'd rather smuggle bicycles. Vous
vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue, Binta, Nando et le boulanger, et entendu des mots relatifs à la boulangerie, vous avez aussi entendu comment faire une suggestion et entendu comment exprimer la préférence avec I'd rather. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. La prochaine conversation est l'interview. Interview d'un Américain venant de la Floride, c'est-à-dire l'État de Floride, en anglais Florida. Kathy va demander à Robert Harris, Where are you from? D'où venez-vous? Il va répondre avec la contraction, I'm from Florida. I am from Florida. I'm, c'est la contraction. Je viens de la Floride. I'm from Florida. Kathy dit à son invité, « Good morning, Mr. Harris. » Par politesse, elle choisit de l'appeler par son nom de famille, « Last name ». L'invité, Robert Harris, va dire en se présentant, « Please call me Bob. » Il préfère être moins formel. Une autre façon de demander d'où vient quelqu'un, « Are you from ?» Êtes-vous de ?« Are you from ?»« Are you from Orlando ?» Elle lui demande, « Are you from Orlando? Écoutez, listen.
Now it's time for our interview. Our guest today is Robert Harris. Good morning, Mr. Harris.
Good morning, Kathy. Please call me Bob.
Okay, Bob. I have a question for you.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Are you from Orlando?
No, I'm not. I'm not from Orlando. I'm from Miami.
That's very interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our guest is Bob Harris. He's from Miami, Florida.
Comme vous l'avez entendu, il y a plusieurs façons de demander d'où vient une personne. Vous avez entendu « Where are you from ?» Et maintenant, vous venez d'entendre « Are you from Orlando ?» Et moi, je vous demande « Are you from Congo? Are you from Rwanda? Are you from Senegal? Are you from Niger? Are you from Burundi? » Et vous allez répondre avec la contraction de I am en répétant après moi. I'm from Congo. Et répétez. I'm from Congo. I'm from Rwanda. I'm from Senegal. Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat.
Where are you from?
D'où venez-vous?
I'm from the United States. Where are you from? I'm from Florida. Where are you from? I'm from Miami. Where are you from, Max?
I'm from San Francisco.
Where are you from, Kathy?
I'm from New York.
Une question pour vous. À vous de répondre.
A question for you.
Une question pour vous.
Now, here's a question for you.
Listen for the bell, then
cloche,
say your answer.
Donnez votre réponse.
What's your name?
Comment vous appelez?
Nice to meet you.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique, heureuse d'être de nouveau avec vous pour cette 30e leçon d'anglais English USA. Au cours de cette prochaine leçon, Morton Lerner va interviewer l'entraîneur d'une équipe de football pendant la demi-heure d'entracte au cours du match. L'entraîneur va parler de ce qu'il attend de son équipe et aussi de ses projets futurs concernant l'entraînement d'une équipe de football. USA diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Dans la leçon d'aujourd'hui, vous apprendrez à vous servir de questions et de réponses à propos de ce que vous voulez ou de ce que vous voulez faire. Martin Lerner va interroger l'entraîneur d'une équipe de football dans le vestiaire. Vocabulaire: coach, entraîneur. Team, équipe, coach, team.
Coach Ivranek, thanks for meeting with me. May I ask you some questions?
Yes, I have about 10 minutes now.
The team looks very good. Are you happy?
Yes, I'm very happy. The game is too slow. I want to see more action, but I'm happy.
I don't want to talk only about this game. I want to talk about coaching.
Okay.
Did you want to be a university football coach?
First, I wanted to be a professional football player.
Did you play professional football?
I played for 2 years.
What happened?
I broke my leg.
In a football game?
No, in an accident. I fell out of a tree.
A tree?
It's funny now, but it wasn't funny then. I was playing with my children. I wanted to get a ball in the tree. I went up the tree, and the limb broke. I broke my leg in 3 places.
And no more football.
That's right. I wanted to play, but my wife didn't want me to play. My leg wasn't good.
Now you're a coach.
It's funny. I played football for 10 years. I never had an accident.
Do you like coaching?
Very much. I wanted to play football, but I like coaching very much. I'm very happy.
You played professional football. You coach university football. Did you want to coach professional football?
No, I wanted to work with younger men. First, I wanted to coach high school football. I like to work with young men and women.
Did you want to teach?
Coaching is teaching. I wanted to see the young men and women grow. I like to watch my children grow, and I wanted to watch other children grow.
Do girls play football?
My girls did. They were very good. Some schools have football for boys and girls.
You wanted to coach high school, but you are coaching university men now.
That's right. The university wanted me. They asked me.
What do you want to see this year?
I want to see my men grow. We're going to work very hard.
What do you mean, grow?
They were good last year. I want them to learn. I want them to become better.
They look good.
They are good. I want them to become better.
Écoutez bien encore. I want them to learn. Je veux qu'ils apprennent. I want them to become better. Je veux qu'ils s'améliorent. I want them to learn. I want them to become better. Au cours d'une leçon précédente, nous avons parlé des choses qu'on veut. Par exemple, I want a new shirt. Je veux une chemise neuve. I want a new dress. Je veux une robe neuve. Maintenant, nous parlons d'activités que nous voulons entreprendre. I want to talk. Je veux parler. I want to play. Je veux jouer. I want to work. Je veux travailler. Écoutez bien. Au passé, want devient wanted. Par exemple, I wanted to play. I wanted to work. I wanted to talk, etc. Écoutez bien.
I want to talk about coaching. I want to talk.
I wanted to get a ball. I wanted to get. I wanted to play football. I wanted to play. I wanted to work with younger men. I wanted to work.
Pouvez-vous répondre à des questions sur ce que vous voulez faire? Essayons d'abord ensemble. Do you want to play? Réponse possible. Yes, I want to play. I want to play football. Au passé. Did you want to play? Yes, I wanted to play. Autre exemple. Do you want to go? Voulez-vous partir? Yes, I want to go. Au passé. Did you want to go? Yes, I wanted to go. Allez-y vous-même. Do you want? C'est au présent. Did you want? Question au passé. Répondez au passé.
Do you want to play football? Did you want to go shopping? Do you want to buy some new clothes?
Excuse me, Martin. I want to talk to the team now.
Thanks. See you later.
Exerçons-nous avec ce verbe vouloir, to want. I want to talk. Je veux parler. I want to talk about coaching. I want to see. Je veux voir. I want to see the game. Je veux voir le match. Au passé, want devient wanted. À toutes les personnes. I want, you want, he wants, she wants, they want, you want, we want.
That was a wonderful game, Coach Avranek. Are you happy?
I'm very happy. I wanted to win, and we did.
Was this an important game?
Yes, it was an important game. It was the first game this year. That's very important. It's important to win the first game.
What did you want to learn in this game?
I wanted to learn where we have problems. I wanted to see the new men play. I wanted to know the men better.
Weren't the men all good?
They were good. I want them to be better. I want them to be very good.
What did you see?
I saw some slow men. I saw some men with problems. I want to work very hard tomorrow. I want the men to work hard. We're going to work tomorrow.
What are you going to do?
I want to practice, practice, practice.
Pour les questions au présent, avec do you want, la réponse, très simple, yes, I want. Et vous continuez de vos phrases. Au passé, question au passé, did you want? Vous répondez avec wanted. Wanted, c'est au passé. Yes, I wanted. Did you want to go? Yes, I wanted to go. Did you want to go to the movies? Yes, I wanted to go to the movies. Dans le cas de vouloir quelque chose pour quelqu'un d'autre. I want them to learn. Je veux qu'ils apprennent. Et voilà qui termine cette 30e leçon de English USA. Did you want more? That'll be for next time. Au revoir et à la prochaine fois. Goodbye. I'm Michelle Joseph. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé.
And I'm Roger Muntu.
And you can find us on Facebook at Facebook Anglais Télé.
That's right.
We're going to continue talking about the tenses. We are going to go from the present progressive to the past tense using the progressive of be and ing. And we're going to give you some examples. For example, I was walking in the park last night.
That's right.
When a dog ran up to me and just bit me.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good sentence because you're using still the ing, but you using the past first and then the verb with an ending ing, saying that it was the action started and was continuing when the dog, you know, attacked you. So until the dog attacked you, you were still walking. So
exactly.
The action was still going, and that action happened within that time.
Right. So it's a timeline that's in the past already.
Yeah.
But it's ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm telling you the story about yesterday.
It's ongoing.
In that action, it was an action that was ongoing.
Yeah.
So it's a bit tricky. Hmm. Let's warm up, and we'll get a bit better at this.
Yep.
I'm going to get immediately into it.
Hmm.
Okay, so I was writing an email to my mother when my father came into the room, and he said, stop.
Yep, so as you were writing, you didn't stop, and your dad just walked in. Your father just walked in. I was eating when the dog just walked into the kitchen.
Did he take your bone?
I hope not. No, he didn't.
Okay, well, we're going to ask our listeners to participate with this past and this continuous action in the past.
Hmm.
So you
now, do we call this past progressive?
I actually added the progressive. I think they call
that's
it
nice
past
the
continuous.
Continuous.
But I really wanted listeners to understand that we're talking about the past.
Mm.
It's an action which in the past is not an instant action.
Right.
It's an action that's ongoing.
Mm.
And then something happens in the past right after that action.
Mm. Mm.
And we need to use prepositions for that. Like when.
Mm.
While, as, then.
Mm-hmm.
And this brings that instantaneous moment in the past.
Right.
We're going to ask our listeners to help us out. Let's welcome our guests.
Yep.
Hi, we are going to welcome Paul Wayne. I love
Paul
his name.
Wayne.
Paul Wayne Cabasele from
DRC.
DRC,
yeah,
exactly.
Cabasele is DRC. That's my brother.
We're really happy to have you. Hi, Paul. Paul Wayne.
Hi, Kendra.
Oh, and we still have Mariam Gaba from the English Club in Bamako. Hi, Mariam.
Hi.
And we have Halima Touré, also from Bamako. Welcome, Halima.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
All right. So we have decided to get a bit more complicated, and we are exploring.
Yep.
That's the present progressive. We are exploring, and we have explored. We're going to put you guys on the spot and ask you what you've done in the past in the progressive form, and then suddenly you're interrupted by something, also an action in the past, like Roger and I were saying. I'm going to give a quick example. I was tweeting my friend, then he called on the phone.
Mm-hmm. And I can give another example. I was drinking water when my brother called me on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's kind of copied. You're a copycat. Okay. So we're going to ask Paul Wayne, since you haven't yet spoken to us, we're going to ask you to give us an example of something in the past that's progressive, and then an action happens to interrupt that progressive action. Okay, Paul, we can't hear you. Can you speak a bit louder?
I think the line is pretty bad.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very good. Paul, we know that you're listening, so we're going to put Paul in audition, and he's going to listen to the other students and give with their examples. Mariam Gaba, we're going to ask you to give us an example of a progressive action in the past, interrupted suddenly by something also in the past.
Okay. My sentence is, I was walking in the street when I saw some children running away from the school.
Okay. Because she was walking when she saw. So she used the two past tense.
Yep.
Very correctly.
That was good.
So one is the past progressive or past continuous.
Yep. That was good.
And then she used the past simple.
Yep.
When I saw. And of course, saw is an irregular verb.
Right.
To see, saw, I saw, saw. Mm. Okay, Halima. Yes, go ahead.
I can give another sentence also.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. I was promoting the English language when I met wonderful people.
When what?
When she met wonderful people. Can you repeat it again, please? We love your English.
I was promoting the English language. The English language.
Language. Yes.
Language.
Mm-hmm. When
I met a beautiful people and wonderful people of English.
Okay, when she met beautiful English-speaking people, I think she means.
Okay, English-speaking people.
Yes, that's a very good example. Halima, can I ask you to give an example as well of something in the past? Continuous, and then you are interrupted by an action in the past.
Okay. I was watching TV when my husband interrupted me or something. I'm going to give you a typical example right now. I was listening to your broadcasting when my child just wake up and cry. Why, mama, and he's still crying too.
Okay. No, real life. So you were listening to Angli Tilly when your child started to cry.
And that's
I was concentrated. He just wake up and
now that's Halima, right?
Yeah, this is
okay.
Halima Touré.
Halima, we're gonna fix the beautiful sentences. Those sentences are beautiful, but we're gonna fix something really, really minor. No big deal. You say I was watching TV when my husband interrupted me. No, when my husband interrupted me. With the ED.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have to put.
Okay.
And then I was. Yeah. And I was listening to you when my child cried. You also, because also it's happening. Yeah. You know, it's also happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the past tense, and most verbs in the past tense finish with ED in the past.
Why? I love you so much.
Okay. Wonderful.
You're very welcome.
That's why we're here. And that's it for today.
Thank
Bye.
You so much, and see you next time. Bye-bye.
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Ben, vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct et de pratiquer l'anglais.
Avec
Michel
et Roger. Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Consultez aussi notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.